Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness and Cecilia and the Satellite. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Entering the studio this morning, a brand new friend. We literally just met a few minutes ago. Josh Miller is here. He's the senior pastor at Little Zion Baptist down in Glendale. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
So you reached out and said, hey, some folks said that it might be okay for us to come on the show and talk about our upcoming Vacation Bible School event. We thought, well, that's a great idea. So here you are.
Yes, sir. I am pleased to be on the air with you guys. Thank you all for giving me this platform and this opportunity. Coming up on July the 29th, we have our Vacation Bible School block party. It's going to be at the Haycraft Park from 2 to 5 p.m., and everything is absolutely free. I know people enjoy free stuff, so you can't beat them with the tagline, everything's free.
That's a good time. What kind of stuff's going to be going on?
We're going to have games for all ages. We're going to have a live DJ, so if anybody thinks that they can still dance and shake a leg, they are open to get out and try. We've got entertainment. We've got vendors coming that are going to be promoting their businesses, and it's just going to be a great time.
And you guys, of course, are looking to reach out to people and fellowship with people. And you were explaining to us off the air that this is a good way to kind of just let people know what your church is about without being like, hey, it's all church, it's Sunday morning, you know.
Absolutely. You know, if you look at Jesus's ministry, he spent about 90% outside of the church. And this gives us an opportunity to fellowship with a community. I'm relatively new to this area, so it gives me a chance to meet people, gives our church a chance to minister to people without them realizing that they're being ministered to. And it's in an area, an environment that is least intrusive to them. So it's going to be an awesome time just sharing and loving on people. I'm excited about it.
Well, it can be intimidating walking into worship with somebody for the first time, especially if you weren't raised in church. You don't know what you're going to get.
Absolutely. You never know. Like you said earlier, you might be sitting in somebody's seat that's been sitting there for 60 years. So you never know when you are in an environment like that for the first time. And this gives us an opportunity to take the church and tear the walls down and get out and really meet people.
I like this, that you're thinking outside the box. You're meeting people where they're at. So when you are going to a park and you're having an event like this, people can ask questions or they can not ask questions, and they can just enjoy the what you're providing for them. But you know, maybe they might want to know more, and then they can go to church with you and find out even more at that point.
Absolutely, because church can be really intimidating, especially if you have not grown up in church or haven't been anywhere near a church. And like you said, this gives us an opportunity to answer some questions that people may feel shy or ashamed to ask in a church setting. It's church without being in church.
Well, and you know, I think sometimes people forget that people who are in the ministry, they're regular people. That just happens to be the job you have. I mean, like, I'm sure you have all sorts of hobbies or activities or things you enjoy that don't really have anything to do with church.
Absolutely. I am a basketball coach. I coach at John Hardin High School. I'm a teacher at John in the special ed department. I'm a country boy at heart, so I love to fish. I used to hunt. I have all sorts of hobbies, and actually, I didn't ask to pastor. This was not something that I asked God to do, but this was a call that was placed on my life from a young age. I knew about 11 years old that God was leading me in this direction, and it took about 16 years for me to finally realize that God has better Nikes than I do, that I cannot outrun God. He has far better equipment than I have, and I could not outrun what it was that he has placed on my life. And I'm thankful for this opportunity because I enjoy people. I love talking to you guys. I love talking to all kinds of people. And this opportunity that we have before us on the 29th is an opportunity for me to get out and meet people and answer those questions and build relationships, because that's what the gospel is all about.
Certainly.
So right. This is going to happen on July 29th. And tell us again the location.
Yes, ma'am. On July 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. over at the park, the Haycraft Park here in Elizabethtown.
And that is close to the Justice Center.
Yes, ma'am.
The railroad, by the railroad tracks right
yes,
down there.
Ma'am.
Okay, so we will put this on our community calendar as well. And so it's just a one-day thing, VBS Block Party. And if people want to find out more information about your church or any details about it, you have social media or
yes,
website?
Yes, ma'am, we do. You can log on to our Facebook page, LZBC. I have to say it really slow. There's a lot of letters there. LZBC, Glendale, Kentucky. That's our Facebook. And then you can also find us on littlezionbaptist.church.
Right.
Also, you can look me up on Facebook. I have a very strong and active Facebook presence as well, Josh Miller. Just look for the handsome black guy, and you'll find me.
I love it. It was great to meet you.
Humility
and thank
is
you.
Also one of your yes. points.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in and sharing this
Thank
with us.
You guys.
So again, we'll put this on our Facebook page and on our community calendar. Little Zion Baptist Church VBS Block Party happening on July 29th. We are Quixie 98.3.